long shot for a big score? You need Silly Underdog Picks.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
It may be a long shot, but it's all you've got. It's time to pick your dark horse.
And not your nose.
This is Silly Underdog Picks.
Brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket.
Silly Underdog Picks. Now on Darren and Donick.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here. Underdog is here.
Man, I thought I was going to be in such a good mood this week. I thought I was going to make you guys want to vomit the entire time. It didn't happen. Welcome into Silly Underdog Picks. Darren McFarland, Floyd Reese, alongside here in studio, the commissioner, Willie Donick, across the way. We say hello to the rest of our panel. Kelly Holcomb, former Colts, Bills, Browns, quarterback for a long time in the NFL. I thought Kelly was going to do it again. But as we'll find out, he fell a little bit short. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Wonderful. What's new and exciting in your world?
Nothing much, man. Just high school football, trying to win some games.
Bet nobody quits at halftime on your team, do they?
Oh, retired. Retired.
Retired. Hey, sorry.
Hey,
retired.
We're in a different brand of, we're in a different age of ball. You never know about kids, man. They might. Who knows?
Well, in all seriousness, have the Bills contacted you to go play for them again? They need help.
No, I don't. Man, it's unbelievable that they go from, you know, going from a playoff team last year. Well, they barely got in, but still, that was, you know, they had a playoff drought for a while, and then they get in, and then they let Tyrod Taylor go, and then, man, they can't find, you know, I know they got a young guy, but he's still young. You know, he's a rookie, so I don't know. It's just a hot mess.
Although there's a lot of teams, if you've been watching the games, that have no offensive lines or really, really poor offensive lines, you probably would not want to play quarterback today because there's a lot of bad O-lines.
You know, that's a problem. That's the problem when I was in Cleveland. I mean, there were offensive linemen to be had, but there's defensive linemen all over the place. But when you get an offensive tackle or an offensive guard, that's a really good player. You got to take him. And, man, there's not many of those guys around.
Well, let's find out if the Bills have contacted Derek Mason. Maybe they could use his services. D-Mace, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, if they're going to pay me a lot of money, then, you know, I catch a ball from Josh Allen. That might be the last ball I catch, but I catch it.
Now, I think Vontae Davis was set to make $2.1 million. What if the Bills called you and said, you know what, we'll give you – Vontae's contract. We've lost him, so you can have it. You go play in Buffalo for $2.1 million?
Absolutely.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's...
I'd be a fool not to.
Well, there's your health.
I know how to... The way the game's played now, I mean, I wouldn't get hurt. And I just catch a bunch of five-yard balls and fall down. That's all.
Well, you could pull a Marvin Harrison, just catch it and run out of bounds.
There you go.
Exactly. That's if I can get out of bounds, you know.
That's a fair point. Without pulling a hammy.
Exactly. And then, well, that might be the best thing for me is that I pull a hammy as soon as I catch it.
Well, then
Corey
Davis could tell you how to get over a hammy.
I don't think he'd be able to tell me. He's still dealing with hamstring problem, probably.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
They're
managing him.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to George Plaster, affectionately known as Plasmo. George, what's up?
Darren, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you using your skill set over at Belmont these days to maybe help Vanderbilt in their search down the road for, you know, someone in that position?
Well, let me say that I have a title that makes me qualified to go after the job.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to break some news on the show?
No, I think we know that's not going to happen, whether it's on their end or mine. But, no, I'm not helping them with this. But since you've asked me... Boy, I'd like to write out the questions for the associate ADs that do go after the job, because I think there's some pretty important questions to be asked, and I'm pretty sure they don't have the answers.
All right. You've never been afraid to ever throw out a name or two, ever. So here's your chance. Throw out a name or two.
There's a young athletic director at Louisiana Tech that I think will get looked at very closely. Derek Gregg, who's a former Vanderbilt football player from Tulsa, will really go, I think, to the wall to try to get the job. I have no idea where they're going. You know, to me, it doesn't really matter where you go. You know, if you look at the chancellor and say, you're going to help us build a new stadium, then he just sits there and goes, you know, what?
That is not the response you're looking for.
I mean, you know, this is the issue right now is, and the issue, I've been screaming about this issue for 30 years. Does the school really care? And it has never been more obvious to me than now that the answer is they really don't. And so for these idiots that go after this job, you know, hopefully some of them have got enough sense before they get in there, instead of drooling over the fact that it's in a Power 5 conference, that they do enough homework to go, Chancellor, your stadium's a disgrace, and we hear you don't intend to do anything about it. And then force the guy to answer the question.
And what would his answer be again? On that note,
that's the best answer I've heard.
That's great.
Willie, if you could review that on that note.
It was similar to the response we heard.
And could you give us more insight than the chancellor? Okay, we need
I'll try. I will try to provide some detail. Welcome once again. This is your commissioner speaking. Silly Underdog Picks 2018. We have 3 weeks in the book. First, let's cover our online contest brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Congratulations to Ben Rankin from Nolensville. He gets the weekly prize this week. The most popular picks, according to our statistics, the most popular pick last week by our panel was Vanderbilt at Notre Dame. 30% of the audience selected the Commodores, even though, Darren, you got crickets when you picked them in the actual contest here on air. The second most popular was 28% of the audience took TCU, the Horned Frogs against Ohio State. And then finally, the third most popular pick, this one sort of came out of left field, Ball State against Indiana, I guess after their encouraging performance against Notre Dame. 22% of the audience took that. We continue to get a good rise every week in the people playing, so keep playing our contest by going to thegamenashville.com. Now to the on-air contest. Darren McFarland had the first pick of the week, had the run of the whole board, and he selected Derek Mason's Vanderbilt Commodores, a 14-point dog against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. They trailed at 1:16-0, came back, had a chance with that last drive to perhaps score a touchdown and pull the upset, but they fell short as Kalijah Lipscomb made an acrobatic catch, but as he fell to the ground, the ball leaked out. Very unfortunate. So Darren drops to 0-3. But Darren, you were right there, despite the skepticism, including myself, when you made that pick. I wasn't sure, but they played well, just not quite well enough.
I don't know if people doubted the pick. There just was no reaction. I mean, it was just George, what was it again? What do you guys think of the pick? That's all it was. But as I told Derek Mason on Tuesday, as I was watching the fourth quarter, I'm not sure my family knew what room I was in the house, but when Lipscomb dropped it, they knew what room in the house I was in.
Mm.
Yeah.
So tough.
It was pretty loud.
Kelly Holcomb, coming off the 2-0 start, had the second pick. He went with Lovie Smith's Illinois Fighting Illini. 2-0 coming in, 10-point home dog against Charlie Strong's South Florida Bulls. Going into the fourth quarter, the score, Illinois 19, South Florida 7. Kelly Holcomb is right there looking, staring at the 3-0 start, salivating. But then Charlie Strong and the Bulls made the comeback. 25-19 is the final. Kelly drops to 2-1, retains the lead in the contest. But Kelly, what could have been?
Yeah, you're right. I was salivating. I kept watching the bottom line, and I had a guy texting me, and I thought Illinois was going to pull it out. But like you said, a fourth quarter meltdown. It was 19-7, then it goes 19-14, and then I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And then before you know it, I saw it at the end. It read final, and it was 25-19. I was like, you got to be kidding. Yeah, I was feeling good. I was feeling good because I know some guys are going to be mad if I would have won that one.
Boy, that is a what could have been. If he gets 10 there, guys, that's
almost
it may be over.
Yeah,
that's a pretty
over.
Good gap. That's a pretty good gap. Derek Mason had the third pick. He went to the Big Ten as well. Purdue, a 6-point home dog, was hosting Missouri, and it was a shootout, as you would expect with those two teams. But Drew Locke and the Tigers pull it out, 40-37, the final. So Derek drops to 1-2. He stays in second place with 7.5 points. Purdue still winless on the season. Very surprising.
Yeah, it is very surprising because, you know, this is a team that, you know, we thought was going to, you know, be able to do some things in the Big Ten. But, I mean, they don't play any defense. That's the problem. Purdue doesn't play any defense. But on a brighter note, Bryson Hopkins had 5 catches for over 100 yards and a touchdown. So
there you go.
At least I can, you know, say something good came out of it. But, I mean, Purdue just doesn't play any defense. And that's the heartbreaking part about it, because they're going to put up, you know, 30 points a game, 30, almost 40 points a game, but they can't stop anybody.
He had a touchdown catch off a guy's helmet. Went off his teammate's helmet and into his hands, and he sprinted to the end zone.
Take it.
Or maybe
get any way you can get him.
Yeah.
I saw that happen before. I think it was in the AFC Championship game some years ago with Shannon Sharp. It bounced off the guy's helmet. They were playing Denver, I believe. And Baltimore was playing Denver. And it bounced off his helmet, and Shannon Sharp went 70-something yards for a touchdown. Hmm.
The fourth pick belonged to Floyd Reese, also looking for his first win in the contest. He went with Hawaii, making the cross-global journey all the way to Army. They were a 5-point dog taking on the Black Knights of the Hudson, and we calculated that it was a 6 a.m. Hawaii time start, the noon start at West Point. And Hawaii was right there, but lost 28-21, so Floyd drops to 0-3. So the magic charm of picking Hawaii or a game involving Hawaii fell short for Floyd Reese, and he is still winless on the season.
So sad. This is so sad. I when I started working with Stillman, I thought, you know what, I'm going to take this young guy and I'm going to teach him some ball and, you know, help him along. And he's making me dumber. I am going the wrong way. I can't win here. I can't win at pick six. I can't win. Where does the guard line up again? I mean, I can't figure it out. It's awful.
What a line by Floyd Reese. Stillman is making me dumber. By the way, I hated that pick, and I watched the game. Floyd Hawaii had a chance to win.
I felt pretty good when I said it, when it came out of my mouth. And then you started pointing out things like, oh, yeah, kickoff's going to be at midnight for them or whatever.
Six in the morning.
Six in the morning, I'm starting to think it. What a dumb pick. I walked out of here thinking it was dumb.
The final pick, George Plaster. He went out west into the Pac-12, which had been good to him the week before when Herm Edwards and the Sun Devils of Arizona State got Plaz on the board. This week he went with Utah, a 6.5-point home dog against Washington. But the Huskies got the job done. 21-7, a solid road win for Chris Peterson and UW. And so they are one. So Plaz goes to 1-2 on the season. It is in third place with 5.5 points. The commissioner pick, the best of the rest, fell to 0-3. I had the Ohio Bobcats, a 3-point dog against Virginia in the game that was relocated to Vanderbilt Stadium. That game was televised. It was interesting. They didn't show too many fan shots.
I could not find one.
I mean, they
was free.
They stopped at nothing to not show the stands.
In all seriousness, I tuned in to see, okay, what does it look like?
They wouldn't show you.
They never showed a crowd shot.
No.
I finally gave up.
That had to be very bizarre for the announcers and the crew to call that game. But Virginia won and won handily, so the commish is 0-3 in this new wrinkle to the contest. Now, when we come back, we will have the Week 4 picks. And Kelly Holcomb will have the first pick, Derek with the second pick, Floyd Reese third, Plaz four, and Darren in the five hole. This is the Silly Underdog Contest presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. This week's picks next.